9 people are dead after an Air National Guard cargo plane crashed near Savannah, Georgia yesterday. The plane was from a unit of the Puerto Rico Air National Guard bound for Arizona, but it went down just 3 miles into its trip. The pilot has been identified as Major Jose Roman Rosado. All 9 airmen killed were Puerto Rican, and Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, has declared 9 days of mourning for the crew. Colonel Pete Boone of the Air National Guard told reporters earlier today that an investigation is underway.
The plane was here for routine maintenance on its way to Arizona, and the results of any kind of investigation as far as what kind of maintenance will come out during this investigation once it closes.
For more, we go now to Emily Jones in Savannah. She's a reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. And Emily, this plane was in Savannah for maintenance and crashed almost as soon as it took off. Do we know yet what exactly went wrong that caused it to crash?
Not really, no. There's a team down here from Charleston to investigate what happened, and they're really not providing any details or any speculation. They actually are, really trying to discourage anyone from speculating about what might have happened. So we know very little other than just that the plane went down. There is video of it sort of nosediving toward the road, and that's really about all we know at this point.
Some of the airplanes in the Puerto Rico Air National Guard are more than 60 years old. Was that the case for this plane? And how unusual is it for a plane to be in service that long?
It was apparently not the case for this plane. That is a report that started circulating yesterday. And then, again, Colonel Boone clarified this morning that this plane was actually manufactured in the late 1970s. So it is newer than that 60 years that was being reported yesterday. But apparently that's not that uncommon. I spoke to someone again at our local guard unit here who said that that's just about the age of the planes that they have here, planes from the late 70s, early 80s, that is pretty common for C-130s to still be flying. Although we do know that this plane was apparently headed for retirement. This was supposed to be its last flight.
So this plane, the C-130, was from the same family of planes as the air tanker that went down in Mississippi less than a year ago. That killed 15 Marines and a sailor. Is the military reconsidering how long it keeps these planes in operation?
I, again, have really only talked to people at the local level, but their response to that was pretty much absolutely not. That there have been these two obvious high-profile crashes with lots of fatalities in the last year, but that overall crashes of C-130s, they say, are actually not that common, and they're the phrase that they used with me was they don't fall out of the sky. Apparently, the C-130 is still considered a very reliable plane that, a lot of military units do use.
Emily, how is this crash affecting the local community? And were residents pretty shocked by this?
I would say so, yeah. People were shocked and shaken, and it was a plume of smoke, really, that you could see from pretty far away. So people were shocked and definitely curious as to what happened, and also just, feeling a sense of tragedy over a loss of 9 people. And even though they were not from here, it happened right here, and people are sad and shaken by that for sure.
That's Emily Jones, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Emily, thank you.
Thank you.